And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And I think I said this last week, but I'm going to say it again this week. I don't think the markets, per se, are working on your financial freedom. I really don't. Now, when I say the markets, I'm really talking about all of the financial markets that exist in the world. And there's a lot of them. As a matter of fact, the one that you think of when I say markets, you either think of a supermarket, right? Because we all have to go buy stuff because we're a completely different society than we were 1,000 years ago when we actually had to raise and grow our food, right? Okay. The other market you think of is the stock market. You do. And it's not your fault. It is not your fault. You've been told that the way to get to financial freedom in your life is to, you know, get a job. Hopefully get a 401k. Maybe if you decide to go the self-employed route, you do the IRA thing, right? And then, you know, you start pushing money into those accounts while you're going about doing what you do for work or a career or a job or whatever you do to trade time for money so that you can exist in our society. That's the lie that we all were fed. I think I said that last week too. So I think it bears repeating again. It's a lie. It's a lie that you can save your way to financial freedom or financial independence or financial, pick your word. I don't pick your, what do they call that? A discriminator? I don't know. I didn't do well in eighth grade English. My point is this. There's a better way. There's a completely better way. And it has to do with investing in real estate assets. Now, the people that tell you about the 401ks, the people that tell you about the IRAs, the people that tell you about all these other plans that are out there that you can set up for your kids, like college funds and stuff like that. And there's special plans for teachers. Okay, all of that stuff is designed to take the slow road to retirement. And then when you get there and you decide, I have a big enough bag of money, I have saved my way to financial freedom, when you get there, you have to make a very difficult decision. The decision is this. When do I stop working? Because when you make that decision to stop working, you make the decision to try and live off that pile of money that you've amassed over the years of working. And then you start to realize you're not sure how long you're going to live. Nobody knows how long they're going to live. There's no expiration date tattooed on your left hip. It's not there. Or on your right hip. Go ahead, look. Go ahead, take a look. See, they're not there. We don't know how long we're going to live. We can estimate based on what people in our family have accomplished as far as life. You know, I mean, there's, if you have a family, there's some historical information because you know how old people are when they pass away in your family. But what if you're somebody that's maybe adopted or something like that? You don't have a biological link. Yeah, see, if you're adopted and you've got great adopted parents, their biology's not in you. And if they pass away, say, at the age of 90, that has no bearing on you because you don't have their DNA, but you have all of their love. And that's really a cool thing. So this is a problem in America. It's a huge problem in America. Let me just ask you to do one thing. I want you to imagine yourself being 75 years of age. Go ahead, imagine it. You are, poof, you're 75. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was terrible, wasn't it? You went from where you are now to 75. And what transpired in your mind? What flew into your mind that helped you identify yourself as a 75-year-old person? Well, maybe you imaged yourself as looking in the mirror and you realized that all that smooth skin on your face, well, it's not so smooth anymore. There's these little things called wrinkles happening. And then as you move back from the mirror, you start to realize that your posture, well, it's not quite as excellent as it was in your younger years. And then you start to kind of think about, well, what does this body feel like? And you start to realize it doesn't operate as effectively as it did when you were, say, I don't know, 21. Yeah. Okay. So the point I'm trying to make is you occupy a meat suit. Yeah, you occupy a meat suit. Okay, that's a term I used to use in the military. It's not a very nice term, but it really means your body. You occupy your body, and you're going to keep occupying that body until you die. Yeah, we all can agree on that, right? Okay, whether you have a belief in the afterlife or not, immaterial at this point. I'm just telling you that I think we all agree that we occupy this body until we die. Okay. And we can't trade this body in. It's not like a used car, right? It's not like that beautiful Mercedes-Benz that you went and bought off the showroom floor brand new when you were working for corporate America because you wanted to present this image that you're successful and you're wealthy and all this stuff. And the reality of it is you financed that car and you went to work trading time for money so that you could afford the car payments and you could afford the Mercedes-Benz service. Because that's expensive. Yeah, Mercedes-Benz is, all you guys that own Mercedes, you know what I'm talking about. It's expensive to get your car serviced at the dealership, is it not? Okay, let's get back to the conversation. Anyway, the point is this. What happens if your bag of money runs out? What do you do now? You're 75. Your bag of money just ran out. You're feeling pretty good from a health perspective. You think you got a couple more years in you. What do you do now? Hopefully you didn't alienate your children because you might have to move in with them. Or hopefully you've got a great relationship with your church and they're willing to help you in your elderly years. Let me just cut to the chase. What we're going to talk about are future ops. What is a future op? Okay. So what I'm doing is I'm going back into my Army days. And one of the things that we were taught to do as Army officers is to consider future operations. In other words, in everything that you do in the military, especially when you're an officer, you have to be forward thinking. You have to be trying to think 2, 3, 4 steps ahead of the warfight. You have to anticipate requirements. You have to anticipate what the bad guys might do. There's a lot of mental gymnastics that go on in combat. Believe it or not, there's a whole lot of mental gymnastics that go on. Does a brain really dance? I think a brain really dances. Especially when you do the things that I'm talking about. The problem that you and I have, this is a problem that everybody has, except for a very, 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 very minute population in our world, like the Elon Musks, the Bill Gates, who's the Oracle guy? Oh, yeah, you know who I'm talking about, right? Buffett. So those people have so much money, they live in a completely different world than the rest of us do, although they do breathe like we do. So they're just people like us. They just have a lot of money. And many people in this country, they like to pick on those people. They like to call them the one percenters, right? They like to say they're bad, they're evil. You know, they get over it. They don't pay their share of taxes and things like that. Okay, I'm here to tell you, I don't believe any of that stuff. I think they absolutely pay their fair share of taxes. And I think they're smart enough to realize that as a qualified investor, yeah, I'm just going to call those guys qualified investors because that's what they do. They invest in a lot of things. They invest in their businesses. They invest in their philanthropies. They invest in many things that they're trying to grow. Now, some of the things they invest in, I don't necessarily agree with. Some of the things Bill Gates is doing right now, I think is a little weird, okay? And I think Bill Gates, well, I'm not going to get political. Let's just stop. Let's just talk about how you and I get to that 1%. Because you and I can actually get there. You know you can get there, right? And some of you are going, wow, Al, did you go to Colorado for the weekend and take advantage of all the things that they sell up there? And the answer is no, I did not go to Colorado over the weekend, although that's a good idea. I love Colorado. It's a beautiful place. The point I want to make is you can make a decision right now to stop doing what everybody in the world told you to do for retirement. Now, you might be feeling a little uneasy about me telling you that right now. You may be a little concerned that I'm telling you that what you're doing is going to fail you. It doesn't feel good to anybody to get information that makes you think that everything that you are doing is wrong. I don't like it when people tell me that everything that I thought I was doing right was actually all wrong. But I was absolutely in that boat. I was completely in that boat my entire life until, well, I found Lifestyles Unlimited. And I started listening to some of the things that they talk about. And I realized, you know what? These are people like me that have made a decision to stop doing what I'm doing. And they're following a different path. And the ironic thing is they're getting really good results. So I jumped on board. Now, I was a little skeptical. I'll be honest with you, a little skeptical. And I was a little nervous. Now, I wasn't like some of my fellow members that go, I'm just going to buy one asset and I'm going to sit back and I'm going to see how it works. Because we do have members that do that. They're very cautious. And that's okay. That's their investing strategy. They want to see a specific result before they go all in. Totally fine. But I'm not that kind of guy. I'm an all-in guy. Once I found out what I found out by becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and I started changing my mental picture of the world, I had to go all in because I was desperate. I was 53 years of age. I had already retired from the military. I was trying to live off a pension, which I couldn't do because the pension didn't pay me enough money. I had to get back into the workforce. That was difficult. I was 50 years of age. Yeah, that is terrible. And I had to take a job that didn't pay me what I thought it was worth. And I found myself in cubicle hell. That's terrible too. And then I found Lifestyles Unlimited after, you know, 3 years of being retired from the military. And I went to work changing my life. Yeah, I set that 5-year plan out and I got myself retired in 2 years. It's plausible. It's realistic. You can do it too. But you have to stop doing what you're doing now. You have to come to a conclusion in your mind that what good, or I should say, well-intentioned people have told you to do your entire life, all that information that they've told you about how to retire, well, it's not right. And here's the problem. Everybody that's telling you what retirement looks like, they are not retired. So you're taking information from people that have not actually achieved what you're trying to achieve. And that's the big problem. And then we got the whole financial services industry, which is filled with people that are not retired. They're all working 40, 50, 60 hours a week trying to convince you to buy their products and services because those products and services will help you retire. But those products and services, well, they pay that individual money that they use to live off of and not necessarily retire off of. Does that make sense? Yeah. So what is retirement really? I mean, first of all, I think you need to frame in your mind what that looks like. And it's not that 75-year-old you imagined in the first segment that isn't as, you know, in great a shape as you are currently now. That's not what retirement looks like. And it's not what your financial planner told you retirement looked like. You know, when you went in for that initial meeting and they sit you down, they go, well, what do you think the future holds? And they try and get you to start giving them information about what you think your image of retirement is. And what is everybody's image of retirement? Well, it's the same image that we see on television. Day in and day out, we are bombarded with images regarding what retirement looks like. We're supposed to look like Ken and Barbie in their 70s that have no physical ailments, that dress like, you know, they have a designer designing their clothes. They're walking on a beautiful white sand beach. Their smiles are beautiful. As a matter of fact, they don't even have dentures. That's not what retirement looks like. Retirement looks like you having full control over your life. That's retirement. We come back from the break. I got some data for you. Stick around.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
40% of Americans take one vacation a year. Okay, 40%. The other 60% don't take any vacations. Can you imagine that? 60% of Americans don't even take a vacation. We're in Europe. I think there's some city or some places in Europe where they close the entire country down for like a month or two for everybody to take vacation. It's just strange how workaholic we are here in this country. Those vacations are on average not longer than 4 days. So in an entire year, you get 4 days of relaxation, and or that's only 40%, 60% take no vacation at all. Now, within the 40%, there's a 28th percentile of everybody who gets three vacations or more a year, Again, the average length of vacation for Americans is about 4 days or less. So even at three, that's only 12 days off during the entire year out of 360 days. So that seems to me to be a little unbalanced, until I thought back about when I worked and I had a job in corporate America. And it just blew my mind.
Successful Lifestyles Unlimited member retires in 10 months.
The hardest part for me was to drop off my son, go to a job that I absolutely hated for 5 years, but know that that was a sacrifice that I needed to make, and then only be able to get to spend 2 hours with him after school before he had to go back to bed. So that's why once we started and we joined Lifestyles, we said, okay, we have a roadmap. We know what we're gonna do. And then a month later, we find out we're pregnant with baby number two. And we're like, okay, we gotta kick it up a notch. So that's how we were able to purchase 4 different properties and replace my income in 10 months so that whenever I finished maternity leave, I didn't have to go back to work.
I think a couple weeks before she baby came out is when we closed on a fourplex. And that was enough for her not to have to go back to work.
Are you ready for your roadmap to real estate retirement? Attend the online free workshop just like Carolina did. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so what I'm going to do in this segment is I'm going to hurt your head. I'm just going to tell you right up front, I'm going to apologize for hurting your head, but I'm going to share with you factual information that I think is very important for you to hear, because what we're trying to do is we're trying to give you the information that you need so that you can make an informed decision with regards to what you are doing for retirement. And part of the reason I'm doing this is because I don't think that you've ever received the complete story. I don't think you have. As a matter of fact, when you think about the true wealth in America, yeah, I'm just going to talk about the United States. I'm not going to talk about world wealth. I'm going to talk about American wealth. What do you think the 1% have that you probably don't have? I'll just give you a minute to think about that. Do we have the Jeopardy theme, Rick? No, we don't have the Jeopardy theme. No problem. What do you think that is? Those of you that yelled real estate, you're correct. Statistically, 70% of the uber wealthy in this country, they're uber wealthy because of their investments in real estate assets. Yeah, they will say that the number one contributor to their pile of wealth is real estate. So some of you are thinking, well, wait a minute. I've got this 401k over here. So I've got this account, and I can go on the internet right now and I can look at my account and I can get real-time information as to what the value of that account is. And I can actually watch that thing kind of migrate, because I got these little apps and these little tools that all these financial services companies have given me so that I can pretend like I'm actually investing. How do you put real estate in there? How do you put real estate in my little app? And here's the answer. You don't put real estate in an app. No, you don't put real estate in an app. As a matter of fact, you don't buy real estate the way you go out and buy your 401k stuff. You don't. And here's the difference. Okay, this is going to hurt. It's going to hurt. It might even touch your pride, but I'm going to say it. Are you ready for it? When you're quote unquote investing, that's your term. I'm going to use the word saving. Yeah, I'm going to use quote saving for your retirement. You think you're investing for your retirement. I think you're saving for your retirement. Yeah, truth hurts, but I'm going to tell you some more. So buckle up. When your money goes to whatever entity it goes to, okay? So you have it set up with your employer. It doesn't even come into your checking account. It doesn't. It doesn't go into your checking account. Where does it go? It goes directly to your retirement account to be invested, okay? I don't think it's really being, well, okay, there is an investment conduit there. But here's the problem that I have with what you're doing. You're not making the decisions on what that money is buying. No, you're not. You're totally not. You gave full authority and control. You believe that there is some magical person behind that account that has your best interest in mind. They do. They do have a fiduciary obligation to you, which means they have to do things that help you. I mean, that's kind of the way. I don't want to get into the legal side of things, okay? So in other words, they do have a responsibility to help you make money. But let's stop right there. How much money did your financial planner say you should be making in your retirement account annually, right? Okay, well, historically, your financial planner is going to tell you it's like 7-8%. Over the last couple of years, they might have been willing to go like up to 10% because of what the stock market was doing. But effective January of this year, they're not necessarily saying that, are they? Because we know what started happening in the stock market. As a matter of fact, I have met several Lifestyles Unlimited members. As a matter of fact, you know, over the weekend, while you were doing whatever you were doing, I went to a Lifestyles Unlimited meetup event in South Austin. I hung out with like 30 Lifestyles Unlimited members, and I had a great time. And I got to talk to some brand new members. I got to talk to some very, I'll call them seasoned members. Okay. So the people in the room were either real estate retired or they were working towards real estate retirement. And the biggest concern that I heard in the room was, well, here, I'm just going to tell you about somebody I met. I'm not even going to use her name because I don't want to embarrass her if she's listening to the show. She's I'll call her a medical professional because that's what she is. She's a pharmacist. Yeah, she's a pharmacist, self-employed mom. She's got a 14-year-old son. She is a wonderful woman, and she had been doing everything that society told her to do, same stuff you were told to do for retirement. Now, she joined Lifestyles Unlimited in November of last year, and she went to work doing the things that we taught her to do. She went through the 16-hour financial freedom course. Once she obtained all that education, she went out and found herself a mentor and sat down with her mentor and put together a plan. Her plan involved her tapping equities in her personal residence because, yeah, okay, it's a Dave Ramsey thing, right? She was paying off the entire house until she realized and she could refinance the property. Oh, and by the way, she was able to do it before the mortgage rates went up to like 5 and change, right? She got it down to like in the low threes. So she took money out of her property to invest in 8 different apartment communities. Now, some of you are, the fact that I said that, you feel uncomfortable. You totally feel uncomfortable because that goes completely against everything you were taught. So what I'm explaining to you is something somebody did to break away from what you were taught into what we know works. So that's what she's doing. And I'll tell you what, I spent, I don't know, probably about 45 minutes to an hour talking with this lady because, number one, she wants to change her life. Number two, she was there to network and get to know other Lifestyles Unlimited members so that, you know, she could share information and receive information. And I will tell you, not only myself, but a couple of other Lifestyles Unlimited members that are very seasoned came around her and we were just listening to her investing strategy. And we were just kind of giving her, I would call it coaching. It wasn't mentoring, definitely not mentoring, but coaching on nuanced things because she had some very specific investing questions and those questions needed to be answered. And since there were a bunch of Lifestyles Unlimited members around her with a ton of experience, it was a great place to ask questions and she got the answers that she wanted. But one of the other things that came out of the conversation was I realized that she had a junk drawer approach to investing. That's when you go, I've got to get invested in stuff. I got to get my money deployed. She joined at the end of 2021. I think it was around November timeframe. She became educated. She built her plan. And she has a very interesting situation because she had invested in a lot of different things, a lot of different platforms, if you will, because she embraced the concept of diversity. She did. She was told that to be a successful investor and to do it right and to make money and to protect yourself from what's going on in the stock market right now, she had to be diversified. She had to spread her money across different platforms, different investments. And she took that to heart. She totally took it to heart. So what does she have? Well, she has a 401k that she gets from the employer that she works for. She has IRAs because anybody can go out and get IRAs. She not only has the traditional ones, she has the Roth ones. She wanted to make sure she had a little of both just to make sure she was covering down, right? Okay. She has a stock account. In other words, a brokerage account. Yeah, like you and I can go and get those. You can get one through your bank. There's plenty of financial services companies out there or stock trading companies out there that would love to provide you the services of buying stocks because they make money off those transactions. They do. Yeah, and they'd love to see you be successful. But if you're not, it doesn't matter to them. They still make money off the transactions. Having said that, that's pretty much where her money was dispersed. It was all across a bunch of different things. Oh, I think she has a 529 for her child too. Okay, so the point is this. When she became a member and she started to question what everybody that she trusted in her life told her, which was do exactly what she had been doing for retirement. And then she comes to Lifestyles Unlimited and we tell her, that doesn't work. And here's why. And then we break it all down for you. We prove to you that your 401k is really just a 201k, even if you have matching funds, because at the end of the day, you're going to pay taxes on that money. Yeah, you are. Now, you've been told that the money goes into the account tax-free, and that's true. It does. It goes into, it comes right out of your check, right into that account. The company that you chose to invest with does what you agreed to. Well, basically, you tell your stock, your financial, how does that work? You pick, I want to be A, B, C, D, E, or F, or in some places I want to be G fund or L fund or I don't know, whatever, right? So you pick something and then that's your investing and you have no idea where your money's going. You don't have no idea what companies you're buying fractional shares in. You've divested yourself from investing. And that's the key thing I want to share with you. You're not really investing. Because investors, remember I talked about those uber rich guys at the beginning of the show? Yeah, the Warren Buffetts, all those guys. Yeah, they absolutely understand what they're invested in. Elon Musk, he's investing money into Twitter. Yeah, he's investing money into Twitter because he believes he can change that platform. Whether you agree with him or you don't agree with him is immaterial. He believes that platform is not operating as effectively as it could, and that he could improve the efficiency and the effectiveness of that platform. And in doing so, all that money that he is investing into Twitter will grow and it'll make him even wealthier. That's what Elon Musk does. He buys businesses. Well, actually, he buys businesses, but he also creates businesses. That's what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. We do the exact same thing. Now, I'm not creating a tunnel boring company. No, I don't have the expertise. I'm not an engineer. And it's kind of boring to me. It really is. And I don't live in cities. So I'm not too interested in solving that problem for them. I'm really not. But Elon Musk is. But me, you know what I'm interested in? I'm interested in providing clean, functional workforce housing for a demographic of our society that, to be honest with you, when they go out and they look for places to rent, they see some nice places and they see a lot of not so nice places. Those not so nice places, well, that's my competition. So what that does for me, because I have refined my business system to focus on my customer, whether I am buying a single family asset, whether I'm buying a multifamily asset, it doesn't matter. I know who my customer is. And I look to provide a service to my customer. I also look to add value to my asset. And I've been taught by Lifestyles Unlimited how to do all this stuff. So going back to my friend that I met, the problem that she has right now is it does take some time to get your money invested. Now, she bought into, she told me, 8 different multifamily apartment communities. That she's actually making really good progress. That's like what, one deal every 3 weeks since she joined? This tells me she's laser focused. She told me she deployed about $300,000 in doing that. So now she's got $300,000 invested in apartment communities that will start paying her cash flows, and she will start earning equity growth in those assets five different ways. There's five different equity growths in apartment communities. Plus, you get cash flow. Oh, by the way, you don't get cash flow with what you're investing. And if you do, it goes into that retirement account. You don't get to use it. You're told what to do with it. Here's her problem. She's got a lot of money in those other accounts. Her initial plan was she wanted to tap into the equity of her house. I'm not going to tell you why. It's her specific plan. I'm not judging her plan. Her plan was sound. But what happened as she was deploying her plan is something that happens in the economy. The markets will top. And the markets that she's invested in, those stock markets, well, they topped, didn't they? And what have they done? They have eroded her wealth. The amount in her accounts is going down. And I know how much the stock market has dropped since the beginning of the year. Now, you may be looking at the stock market and going, well, it might be bottoming out. It might have found that little bottom there. Okay. What if it doesn't? What if it keeps going down? Because you don't control the stock market any more than I control the stock market. The only reason I know what the stock market is doing is because I can pull up a chart and I can look at its historical results. But there's nothing on that chart that tells me what direction it's heading in. It just tells me where it's going once it gets there. Yeah, real estate completely different. And here was my concern from my friend, my new friend. I was concerned that if she keeps her money in the stock market, it's going to keep eroding down. What does that mean? Well, it means when she makes the decision to pull all of her money out of all of those accounts, and I know a lot of you, just your jaw just dropped because she just went, that's not good. That's not good. Well, actually, that is good. And here's the other problem. She's going to have a 10% penalty because she's not married, so she can't take advantage of anything that some of our vendors could help her with to avoid the penalty. She's going to pay the 10% penalty. She's also going to pay whatever taxes are due on the money. Yeah. And all of you are thinking, yeah, see, that's why you don't take the money out. But here's why you take the money out. You take the money out because she had a matching fund. So what's going to happen is basically all the money the employer put in there for her is going to be there to help her cover down on all of her taxes, on all of her expenses for doing this. And then she's going to wind up with a bundle of money that is all her money. It's all the money she put in, plus maybe whatever's left over from the employer. Yeah. So what does she do with that money? Now she takes that money and she starts buying more assets with that money. See, what she's doing is she is replacing certain investments with more effective investments. And she wants to be diversified. I mean, we had that conversation. I asked her, why do you believe in diversification? She says she believes in it. She actually told me she can see scientific evidence that diversification is relative. I don't have her scientific mind, so I couldn't argue the point. Okay. But if she sees it, then all I can do is share with her my thoughts on diversification. And I'm going to share them with you right now because I'm diversified. Yeah. The guy that beats up on diversification, he's diversified. How am I diversified? Well, all my money is not sitting in one apartment community. No, it's not. My money is distributed across different apartment communities in different geographical locations. And I actually have still in my portfolio one single family rental house, which isn't located near any of the apartment communities. See, I'm geographically dispersed. See, you can still do the stuff that people tell you to do. You just got to do it the right way. And for my friend, she is now on the path to doing it the right way. And we can help you get there too. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and get signed up.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.